What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as The Decade Investor, and welcome back to The Decade Investor Podcast. Now, I know as I'm recording this, March 12th, the S&P 500, the market, is doing well this year so far in 2024, but what I want to talk about in this episode is throughout the year, and maybe this will happen in 2024, I don't know the future, but we might have intra-year downs, intra-year declines, but that does not mean that the year return will end negative. Meaning, do intra-year declines in the market lead to that year being a negative year return? We can actually look at historical data to see what the answer is to that question. And as you all know, I probably said this a million times now in my like 45 episodes so far on this podcast is, I just look at the numbers, I just look at the data. What does the data tell me and how can I learn from it? So if we go back to 2003, we look at the Russell 3000 index. During the year, had the largest decline of 13%, meaning at some point in 2003, the Russell 3000 index was down 13%. However, for the year as a whole, the Russell 3000 ended the year for the calendar year of 2003 up 31%. Up 31%. If we go to 2004, the largest intra-year decline was 8%, meaning at one point throughout the year, the Russell 3000 in 2004 was down 8%. But for the year in its entirety in 2004, it ended positive 12% returns. We go to 2007. At one point, it was down 10% throughout the year, but it ended the year of 2007 up 5%. We go to 2008, it tells us a slightly different story. In 2008, the largest intra-year decline was 49%, but it still ended the year at only down 37%, slightly better than its largest intra-year decline. And if we go to 2020, the largest intra-year decline for the Russell 3000 was minus 35%, but it ended 2020 with positive returns of 21%. What does this tell us? Why do I want to talk about this? It's because I don't know if 2024 will have this. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But definitely in your investing future, we will have a time in probably basically all of the years, we'll have at some point the overall market be down on the year. We'll have a negative intra-year decline. I'm looking all the way back to 2003, and every single year since 2003, at some point during that year, the Russell 3000, which is the market as a whole, the Russell 3000 was down at some point negative for the year. The lowest was in 2017. It was only down intra-year minus 3%, but that is the lowest, meaning from 2003 to 2022, every single year, it has been negative at some point. So in the future, more than likely, there will be a time, there will be a year, if not almost all of your years, who knows, but a very heavy probability that throughout the year, the market as a whole will have a negative intra-year decline. But the data suggests, even though every single year at some point had a negative intra-year decline, 17 of those 20 years, the U.S. stocks ended up with positive gains for the year. So these intra-year declines that we will have, they're scary. They're not fun, being down 13%, 20%, 10%, 27%, 11%, 3%. But we should not be surprised when we see those. And just because we have a negative 13%, negative 8%, negative 20% year, intra-year, it does not mean that that entire year will be a negative year. It might end up being a positive year. And in this case, in this data, the Russell 3000, 17 of the last 20 years ended up in positive gains. So do downturns lead to down years? The data suggests more often than not, no. The data suggests that more often than not, yes, we will have intra-year downturns, but that does not mean that will lead to down years. So if you're sitting there investing in the future, I don't know, again, I don't know what 2024 will look like, 2025, this data, the last 20 years and this data, every year had at least at some point a negative intra-year decline, but who knows what the future holds. Point is when we get there again, do not be surprised, but also do not freak out. Come back to this episode. Come back to this episode and say, yeah, I remember when Colin said that we might see a negative 27% decline intra-year in 2009, but I just did nothing and I didn't freak out. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't scared. I just looked at the data because in 2009, even though we had a negative 27% intra-year decline, the Russell 3000 ended the year positive 28%. Then we go to 2016 and the intra-year is negative 11%. We don't freak out. We're not surprised. We just look at the data. We stay the course and we end that year positive 13%. If we go back to 2020, I remember that I'm sitting there when COVID starts in March. I watched the market sell off. I saw people run out, freak out. The Russell 3000 down 35% in 2020 at its lowest, right? Down 35%. People freaked out. People ran from the markets. People said, this COVID thing is going to destroy the stock market. It is done. I'm out. I'm gone. I didn't freak out. I didn't run. I knew that this is a probability. I knew that even though the market is down a 35% sell-off in the Russell 3000, I knew that if I just stayed the course, I would probably be rewarded. Obviously, there's no guarantees in the future, but I knew that statistically speaking, I have better odds of just staying the course and being patient. And by doing that in the Russell 3000, you ended that year 2020 up 21%. My portfolio, I didn't sell. I stayed the course. I stayed invested, and quite honestly, I kept investing. I was buying during those times when the market was down. 2022, even though the year ended negative, I still stayed the course. I still stayed the course because I knew that these intra-year downturns that happen, they happen very often in this data 100% of the time. That's historical data though. I know that they happen. And so when they come, I do not freak out. I just stay the course. I just stay the course because my time horizon is not 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. It is 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And for most people, you fall into that category. With that money, even if you're 40 years old, assuming you want to retire at 60, that's 20 years. 55, that's 15 years away. So these intra-year declines that happen, they're not fun. It's never fun to watch your portfolio go down, but the data suggests, again, I just look at the data, I share the data on this podcast. You can do whatever you want to do with the information, but the data to me suggests these intra-year declines that occur, they should not cause you to freak out. They should not cause you to be surprised in the future because they will happen. I don't know how far it'll go down. I don't know what the year will end at, but the data suggests that those intra-year declines will occur. But also, from 2003 to 2022, 17 of those 20 years, the Russell 3000 US stocks ended positive with gains for the year. And these intra-year declines aren't little. Minus 13%, minus 8%, minus 8%, minus 10%, minus 27%, minus 20%, minus 12%, minus 35%. They will come. But now that you have this in your tool belt, the understanding of the data, the understanding of the numbers, hopefully it will make you become a better investor. Because what everyone's going to do in the future, when we get another 17% decline, 10% decline in the market, 16% decline in the market, what are they going to do? They might turn and run. Oh, the stock market's a scam. Oh, the stock market doesn't make me money. Oh, the stock market this. Oh, the stock market that. I just look at this data as, if I believe in what I'm buying in the long term, again, not everything goes back up, but if I believe what I'm buying in the long term, and it's down 16% intra-year, maybe I just don't do anything. Maybe I don't freak out. Maybe I just hold. Maybe if I can, I keep buying because that's 2010, where it ended the year up 17%. So you've been rewarded if you'd have just stayed the course. Hopefully this data brings you some insight on how I think about downturns in each year. I don't freak out. I don't run. I look at the data. The data suggests to just stay the course. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast episode, please be sure to share it with a friend and rate this podcast 5 stars. It helps it tremendously. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.